attractive fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com or follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salen. We are happy to have Pastor Drew Sams back with us this week for Spiritual Rap, which is our new segment. It used to be Teen Rap, but now it's more general, and we're going to talk about all things spiritual, or not. We'll see where we go. Pastor Drew Sams is a teaching pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, thanks for having me on again.
Well, you know how much I enjoy our conversation, and you also know that we have to have our usual health and welfare update on baby Drew, please.
Hey, thanks for asking. Every week I love sharing with you all the updates. So here he is, Judah Andrew Sams is now 10 and a half months old, and I think he's right on the verge of walking. This is amazing. Every young parent says, don't wish that it comes quickly. You know, enjoy the time while they're crawling, because once they start walking, you know, it's going to be hard to keep up with him, but we've been having so much fun with him.
Well, the whole baby-proofing the house is a fun, I say that very euphemistically, part of the parenting process.
We've got baby gates up. I've got these, like, magnetic keys that unlock the cabinets in our kitchen and our hallway. I mean, it's just...
No, but then what you really need to do that most people don't realize is get down to their level and walk around the house on your knees at like 2 feet high.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And understand what you can run into at that level.
You know, that's a good metaphor for life, just kind of getting down at a person's
right.
level and trying to understand life from their point of view. How to serve.
Yes. Well, good. Listen, speaking of their point of view, your child is going to grow up in a world of technology, in a world where he will learn his iPad maybe faster than he learns to read. He will understand a computer and a smartphone in ways that will make you feel like you're old and way behind the times. There's obviously good aspects to that, and then there's the bad aspects, which is really the inherent topic of today's show, even though I interrupted it for some ski talk, which is, do people know how to communicate? Do our kids know how to communicate in real life? I mean, do they actually ever sit down, and I use the metaphor of a cup of coffee. There's all these Starbucks, but you'll go in sometimes, and you'll see people drinking coffee and just doing separate work at the same table.
Well, and I was in a coffee shop last week, and I walked. I've never seen this before. Of course, you know, you see the laptops, you see the iPads, people on their phones. There was a guy, and I should have taken a photo. He brought his desktop computer. Literally, he had the huge tower on the ground.
Oh, that's hysterical.
And so, you know, and I'm looking at this guy, like, he has the full setup. And so at one point he took his headphones off because he was in his own little world. And, you know, he got up for a refill of his coffee. And I said, hey, you've got quite a setup over there. And he says, yeah, I'm actually a video game tester. And I like getting out of the house and being around people. And it was interesting because here he is feeling like he's communicating with people, feeling like he's engaged with people around him, when really he was mistaking proximity with people with a real relationship. And I think sometimes
it's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Because of so many people that now work out of their homes, the need to have a real interactions, I think, is even more important. I recall not so long ago, and I did take a picture, seeing three young teenage girls, each with their latte or whatever it was they were drinking, each tweeting, texting, or whatever on their phones, incredibly intently. And not one was looking at each other. And that just started me thinking about this whole thing. Are they learning how to communicate? My younger son, his relationships, other than the time in school and the time in rehearsal for his theater group, seem to be all by text. Hmm. So we're talking short conversations, acronyms, slang, and I just wonder, is there going to be some kind of fallout later on in their professional lives as far as communication?
Well, and I think that if we just let new technology lead us without leading technology, in other ways, if we just let technology dictate how we communicate, then I think we will lose that ability to really enjoy one another and to really communicate with one another. But if we leverage technology, I mean, technology, think about, you know, a piece of pen and paper is a great technology, you know, this human creation that enables somebody to write a letter to somebody. For example, now on the phone, we can interact with one another in different states. People, because of the radio, can listen to us in this interaction. We're leveraging technology to communicate, but it's when you are owned and enslaved by technology and let it guide you and not have power over it and just mindlessly follow it, that's when things begin to fall apart and break apart.
So you used to be, as we I said in the introduction, you used to be the youth pastor. So you dealt with teenagers a lot. How have you seen this manifest itself in your ministry?
Well, there was a conversation with a dad I had just this last week, and he said something that I think was so profound that it actually illuminated my perspective of the last 8 years working with high school kids. And he said that we have a really hard time today really just enjoying one another. And I said, what do you mean by that? And he says, well, to enjoy someone, you've got to be able to listen to what's going on in their life. And as you listen to what's going on in your life and you're patient with them, then you can be kind to them. You can ask questions about what's going on in their life. And if you do so long enough, you'll begin to actually enjoy their presence. You'll enjoy their stories. You'll enjoy their quirks. And he said that how we communicate with one another, just these little texts, these little sound bites, little you know, messages across social media, it's just an outward flow of communication. We never slow down long enough to really take in the other person. We've really lost the ability, he said, to enjoy one another. And that's one thing that I really can agree with, that I look at
I think that makes so much sense. Unfortunately, we are out of time, so please quickly tell us where you're not blogging.
Still not blogging at drewsams.com. But hopefully we can get some time together soon, and among many other things, skiing perhaps is one of them, can get that blog up and going again.
All right, I hope so, and you know that I'm quite sincere about wanting you to join me up here to go skiing, so I hope you can make it and figure it out. You got the dates.
I do.
All right, we will be back with Dr. Jennifer Weberman. Stay tuned.